Hey, this is Mike Zwick from If Not For God podcast. Our show, Stories of Hopelessness Turned Into Hope. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Finishing Well is a general discussion and education of the issues facing retirees. CardinalGuide.com, Cardinal Advisors, and Hans Scheil, CFP, sell insurance. This show does not offer investment products or investment advice. Welcome to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, and very fun today. May not sound fun at the outcome, but it's going to be, I assure you, it's retiree income tax. And so as we enter into this, I thought it was really cool that we think about just the idea of knowledge in general, right? And there's this proverb, it's actually in Proverbs 18, verse 15. It says, "The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge." And so it's kind of cool that it's coming with wisdom and these different anointings that Christ got, because Christ means anointed one. So the anointings that he got in Isaiah 11 are the anointings of wisdom and understanding and counsel and might and knowledge and fear of the Lord and delight in the fear of the Lord. So these come in really, really handy when we're headed into retirement. We're trying to be good stewards of what the Lord has given us. And I think today's show you're going to find extremely helpful when it comes to a standpoint of knowledge, but I wanted to break down the word knowledge for you in Hebrew. I don't know if you've ever looked at it. It would be pronounced dot, and the letters are pictures in Hebrew, and I thought I would paint this picture for you because I think it would give you a new insight into the word knowledge from a biblical standpoint. So when we look at those letters, the first letter is a dalet, and that dalet normally means humility. Like the first verse in the Dalet section of 119 Psalm says, "My soul cleaves to the dust, quicken me according to thy word." In other words, this is this idea of total humility. And when you think about that from a standpoint of knowledge, is if you think you know the stuff, you know, you're not going to gain any knowledge. In other words, from the point of humility, like I need, and this idea of cleaving has a lot to do with that Dalet. So I'm cleaving to try to understand something I don't understand, but you first got to admit you don't know. And then the second and third letters, I'm going to say at the same time because they're so cool. Second letter is an ayin, which has to do with your eyes and seeing, especially with your heart. And the last letter is a tav, which means the truth. So here's this idea of this soul that's cleaving to the dust in humility, trying desperately to learn through their eyes. They want to see the truth. Okay, and with that truth, again, as applied with wisdom from the first anointing, then we can now be good stewards of what God has given us. So as we head into this idea of retiree income tax, Hans, take it from there.
What we're talking about today is just the income tax system and how it applies to retirees, as opposed to during your working years. And so, many people, when I put up sessions on this and I talk about retiree income tax, I put up videos, you know, they'll comment, well, the taxes are the same, the rates are the same, and that's true. But in working with retirees, taxes play out very differently in retirement than they did during your working years. What I'm going to do is just jump right in, is the most important money coming in to most retirees is their Social Security check. Even very well-to-do people, they get real interested in this in their 70s and 80s because it's really, for most of them, the only regular check they've got coming in. And, you know, if they have assets, which many of them do, and you know, those assets, is you can certainly draw out of the assets and make distributions. in addition to your Social Security check, and that's how most people live, but the Social Security check is really the main check, and most couples in retirement, they got two of them. So I think the first thing we want to talk about is federal income tax on Social Security. And if Social Security is all you have, and that's your only income, maybe other than something small other than that, you're not going to pay any taxes or very little taxes on your Social Security check. So that's the way they built the tax system, that if people are forced to live through their own, you know, the lack of savings, or maybe something bad's happened to them, for whatever reason, people have, this is their only check coming in, or their only two checks, and they need to live off of that, they're not going to pay any federal income tax, okay?
Right.
And so the calculation for taxes, for federal taxes on your Social Security check, is going to be determined by your income or your taxable income other than Social Security. So what we do in our planning a lot is we try to, just depending upon how much income people are drawing down, people that have a large amount of savings and they have need to do a large, and they want to do a large amount of spending, and then the Social Security check kind of gets dwarfed in their picture, and it's really for those people that are drawing down out of their retirement savings pretty substantially. For those people, I mean, basically 85% of their Social Security check is going to be taxable, you know, at the highest rates. But and that also means that 15% of it, even for people of high income, is still tax-free. Now, then there's all the people in between. So it's going to be some percentage of your Social Security check is taxable, and then the rest of it is tax-free. So I just wanted to make that point that when you have Social Security and then you have other taxable income, which is most people, it's the other taxable income and the amount of it that's plugged into this formula to determine whether you pay taxes or how much taxes you pay on your Social Security check. Okay?
Right. So for those of us who plan on working off, as you say, to die in the saddle and continue to work as long as we possibly can, then our Social Security comes in. The good news is, as that money begins to come in when you take it, you do get 15% of it with no tax, right?
Correct.
But
correct.
That other 85% is going to go into your total income to establish what your taxable income is.
Correct, in your tax bracket.
Got
so,
it.
You know, so if somebody continues, like in your case, if you delay till 70, you wait till 70, and then you're still working, and you start drawing your check, what I like to recommend in that case is, you know, we'll determine the tax on the Social Security and, you know, how much it is. And then, because 15% will be tax-free, 85% of it will count, maybe another, you know, 20 or 25% of the total will be gone to federal taxes. And so when it gets right down to it, you're probably going to net about 60% of it. And that 60%, you could just begin saving. Further, putting it in a, you know, in a savings, you could put it in a Roth IRA if you have enough other income, so that, you know, as you go into your 70s, and then at some point you're kind of forced to retire, then you're going to have not only that large Social Security check from the delay, but you'll also have all this built-up tax-free savings.
Right, right.
That you can draw on. So that's kind of the federal income tax applies to Social Security, but on nobody is 100% of it. And on people that are forced to live on it, their taxes are going to go way down, live on it exclusively or close to exclusively. Now, then we get to state income taxes. So it, like in North Carolina, which a lot of our listeners are, there is a state income tax, but they don't tax Social Security. There's no tax on your Social Security, no state income tax. Doesn't matter how much money you have. So, you know, and that's 5.5% that is on your regular income, but it's not on Social Security.
So what you're saying is when I start getting my Social Security, even though I'm working and my income's way, although the federal is taxing it, my Social Security income, not my work income, but my Social Security income is going to be absolutely, because I'm in North Carolina, tax-free.
Yeah,
it is. I like that.
And we got 12 states that tax Social Security for their state income tax. Colorado, Connecticut, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Mexico, Rhode Island, Utah, Vermont, and West Virginia. So those 12 states, they're going to include either all or some portion. They all do it differently, but they're going to, that Social Security income, like in your situation, you also owe state income tax on that, whether you're retired or not. So, you know, people have a tendency to kind of avoid those states, or that comes from a surprise. I mean, if you've lived there all your life, it's not like you're going to run out of there because of the tax on Social Security. That's 12 states. People need to take that into consideration, and we certainly do when we do planning. We do planning for people all over the country, you know, our radio broadcast and podcast and YouTube. I mean, we're getting calls from everywhere. Okay, so then the next thing we're going to talk about is when you're 65-plus, you get an increased standard deduction. Yeah. And the standard deduction for all married couples is $25,100. Now, let me repeat that, $25,100. So I take the standard deduction now. I used to look at the standard deduction, and that was only for people with really low incomes, because I would be way more than that. And I still have some pretty substantial house payments and taxes and the kind of charitable contributions and all that kind of stuff. But I still take the standard deduction of the $25,100, as do many people. And then when you're 65 and over, both spouses, you get an additional $2,800. So, you know, that $2,800 makes it, it raises it to almost $28,000. That is a federal tax free, and in most states that have an income tax like ours does, they give you the same. They mirror the federal stuff. It's like $28,000 is what you get to deduct off your tax return, whether you have any deductions or not.
Right off the top. Well, we got to kind of jump in here because we got to go to a break. We're going to remind you that, of course, this show is brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. That's where you find all of stuff for Hans. His email address, his phone number, all those things so you can get up with him, as well as his book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living Retirement. Again, we want to remind you that his YouTube channel is Cardinal Advisors at YouTube. So just look for Cardinal Advisors. And there you're going to see a whole board with all his information about taxes. Wonderful videos. And when we come back, we'll get more into retiree income tax for 2022. We'll be right back.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to CardinalGuide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at CardinalGuide.com. That's CardinalGuide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Today's show is retiree income tax, specifically now in 2022. So Hans, when we left our heroes, seems like we were getting like 28 grand in a standard deduction that we can take right off the top.
Yeah, that means that, like we were talking about Social Security, and you plug everything in, and, you know, if you have significant other income, your Social Security to some extent or to a large extent is going to count in your taxable income. But before we go down to the tax table or the tax bracket, is you're going to get like $28,000, almost $28,000 deduction, a standard deduction And this has also made it real convenient for people that are retirees, because you don't have to keep track of all that stuff. I mean, you just put down the number. I still can't get that into my bride's head. That, I mean, she's just chasing down receipts, and I just gotten to the point where I chase them down with it. I just, you know, and I throw them in a drawer or something, never to look at them again, because there's just no way we're going to get to that. And then let's go over what a single person is. A single person is $12,550 for a single filing individually, for people of any age. And then what's added to that is for people 65 plus is $1,750. So you're over 14 grand of standard deduction. And again, a lot of people are not going to reach 14 grand in deductions, you know, in retirement, if they have a, you know, they have a Social Security check, and then they've got some other income and they live pretty well. If they don't have a house payment anymore, and, you know, their property taxes are, you know, not in that level. So, I mean, this doesn't, the standard deduction doesn't mean much to very high income people, but to the middle income people, even upper middle income people and lower, this just simplifies the whole tax deal. And it's, you know, it's enhanced in retirement.
So, yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah. And then the next thing that I put down is you're going to have to pay this Medicare tax, which is called IRMA. You know, and we've made some jokes on some other shows that the character Aunt Irma is over there with Uncle Sam, you know, collecting a tax on your Medicare. And the thresholds for that are, for a married couple, $182,000 a year of income. And there's a little bit of a complicated formula, but we're just talking generalities here. So if you have a combined taxable income of less than $182,000, you don't have to worry about paying this Medicare tax. But if you, you know, have an income of $300,000 or $400,000 a year as a couple, then you're going to pay some pretty significant IRMA. And some people are bumped up there through Roth conversions. After they come in to see us, they get bumped up over this threshold because they're voluntarily paying taxes now on some IRA or 401k money, doing a conversion, so that it can be tax-free later. And so this is a consideration. And then there's people that are just well-to-do or they're still working in retirement. This is a big deal to them. Now, for a single person, the IRMA or the Medicare tax comes in above $91,000
a year. Yeah, well, there's a couple of things that I think are fascinating about IRMA. Number one is it's a ledge thing, right? Like, man, if you go over that 182,000, it's like wham, you get hit with a whole whopper.
Yeah.
But if you're at 180, nothing, right? And so it is, from a standpoint of some planning done, like, wow, if I am doing a Roth conversion or whatever, I know exactly where that ledge is, and stay away from it, because if like you say, and so unlike, you know, other tax rates and whatever, that ledge takes into the IRMA thing, and I find that fascinating, that's there. But the other thing that, you know, I find a lot of the retirees I talk to really have no understanding at all that they're paying some part of their Medicare, you know, Medicare Part B. There's fees involved in that they have no idea.
Well, yeah, because they take them out of their Social Security check.
Right.
I've run into people with IRMA that didn't read the letter that they're taking IRMA out of their Social Security. I mean, we can appeal IRMA and all kinds of stuff. We can also plan around it. We're planning for the long term. So sometimes people are early in retirement and they're just coming to us, or they're right before retirement. Well, maybe we're going to go ahead and do some tax things and take on significant IRMA for a year or two or three, so that we can plan to be in the 70s and not paying IRMA and not paying a bunch of other taxes too. So there's an element of incurring some pain now to avoid significant pain later. So in our plan. So
I remember that from my Fran oil filter days. You know, as a car mechanic, you know, you can pay me now or you can pay me later.
Sure.
That's the deal, sure. Right? Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff in that. And then we, you know, we're sitting there talking people into paying more taxes than they would if they hadn't come to us. And it's like people are saying, I came to you to lower my taxes, not to raise them. Well, that's the plan over 20, 30 years. So,
right.
And while we're speaking of that, I mean, what I was just going to show everybody, and I did on the video, is the top, for a single person, the top of the 22% tax rate is $89,000 of income. You know, and it other means your last dollars, you're going to be paying 22% federal. And if you go a dollar over that, then all those dollars beyond that are going to be 24%. And for married people, that's $178,150. And so why is that relevant? Well, if we're actually planning to pay taxes through doing Roth IRA conversions, you know, these are the numbers we plan right up to. And so on that federal income tax, sometimes we have people that go even much higher than this in terms of a conversion from a Roth because they're willing to pay the 24% federal and they're willing to do, and then that's going to create IRMA, and it's going to create Social Security income taxes. But we're just going to do that for a few years, and then we're going to build up a Roth balance that we can later take out a tax-free income, and then we're going to be way down in taxes. I like the 0% tax bracket. So I have other videos and other shows on that, but I just want to talk about the income tax brackets, which are and the amounts and the percentages are pretty low compared to history. And then the state income tax, so I want to go back to the states again. There's 8 states that have no state income tax. Alaska, Florida, Nevada, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming. So they don't have any state income tax at all. And you have people who move to these states and retire into these states just to take advantage of that. And the tax rates for state income tax, the lowest is North Dakota at 2.9% of the states that have it. And in California, in the highest bracket, it's 13.3%. I mean, that has something to do with a lot of the exodus from California.
But the cool thing you pointed out in your video was that California has no income tax after you're 65, right?
On your Social Security.
Right.
Right. And so we have a lot of people in states like that that are doing Roth conversions, and they're setting up so they have a Social Security, and then they have other income coming from tax-free sources, and so they can just avoid both of these taxes in retirement. I mean, depending on how much money they have and how much they want to spend, but there's a lot of ways to shelter things. And frankly, when you go out to Las Vegas, which I go to for meetings, there's a lot of California residents that have significant money that live over in Nevada because there's no state income tax, but they spend half the year just under half the year in California.
Yeah, I know a lot of folks are like that with Florida in our area, that they live in Florida a little over 6 months, so they don't pay, right, any sales tax down there.
And so this isn't real exciting stuff. I mean, I didn't expect it to be, but in our planning is – we work to understand all of these things, and then we sit down with people that are coming to us for planning, and retirement planning, financial planning, tax planning, and we listen to what they want and listen to what's important and how much money they need to live on in retirement, and then we figure out ways to plan all this so that they reduce their tax bill over their whole of their retirement.
Of course, it doesn't sound like all that much to sink your teeth into, but as you begin to understand, wow, it almost is fun to me now at this point in time, Hans, to see ideas in order to maximize the tax-free income from my estate, in other words, my kids, right? As I do those Roth conversions. So if we talk about the other side of the equation, the neat thing is, right, that in my estate, if I'm doing my planning right, that we're going to leave money that is absolutely tax-free to you know, the next generation that is going to really need the money, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we've got long-term care solutions that are tax smart to plan to make income taxes later in your life lower. But then specifically, if you need care, to be buying it with after-tax money or money you don't pay taxes on, which is protecting the estate. And then if you don't use long-term care, that comes to your kids tax-free. So the taxes and tax strategies are buried in everything we do.
Yeah, that's absolutely wonderful. As usual, we've run out of time before we ran out of show. But that's good. Sure. That means we keep doing more shows. How fun.
Yeah.
And so, well, we want to remind you that today's show is always brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Cardinal Guide is where you're going to find Cardinal Advisors, which is what his YouTube channel is. But at Cardinal, you can get Hans's email address, his book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for Retirement, as well as the phone number to contact him to help you. I mean, what a joy it is, really, to work with somebody that really is having fun doing this from my standpoint and being good stewards so that we really can finish well. Thank you, Hans, so much.
Thank you, and God bless you.
God bless. Finishing Well is a general discussion and education of the issues facing retirees. CardinalGuide.com, Cardinal Advisors, and Hans Scheil, CFP, sell insurance. This show does not offer investment products or investment advice.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.
This is the Truth Network.